Good evening, brothers and sisters. So today's my devotion is on a new creation. So Pastor have read to us on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So we have just recently entered into a new year, and the Lunar New Year is just a week away. A new year gives us hope of a new beginning, and that we can start afresh despite any failures of the previous year. We should also be reminded as Christians, we are a new creation, and that we should not be shackled to the nature of our old man, though there will definitely be still be ongoing struggle against the flesh. So for tonight's devotion, I think we're going to go through three brief points on what it means to be a new creation. And after we become a new creation, what should your action be? And what do we have to look forward to? So a new creation, the old has gone and the new has come. The believer is no longer bound by sin as we become new creations. We are able to please God and live in His ways. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 sums up our newness as well. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. No longer do we live for ourselves, but we live for God. A transformation occurs when we surrender our lives to God. God can make all things new. The renewed man acts upon new principles by new rules and with new ends and in new company. The believer is created anew. His heart is not merely set right, but a new heart is given to him. We are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Though we may still be the same man, but we are changed in our character and conduct. In Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 19, we are told that our hearts of stone have been turned into hearts of flesh. Where once our heart was cold and recalcitrant, dead to the things of God, it now throbs with spiritual life. We were once physically alive but spiritually dead, but we are now both physically and spiritually alive. So when we become new creation, what does it mean? What should our actions be? Being a new creation affects the way we live and act. And in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 to 32, we are told that we need to put off our old sinful way of life and to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. We should also put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, and that we should put away lying and to speak the truth. We also should be careful of unextinguished anger and not to let the sun go down upon our wrath. We're also told not to steal, but rather to be engaged in honest labor and to give to the needy. And we also should be careful about our conversation as well as our speech and not to be involved in corrupt communication. We are told also to be kind and forgiving. Regeneration happens at the moment of salvation, but sanctification continues to grow as we grow in faith and His likeness. However, there's still a link between our old man and the new man. The more old man has been dealt a mortal blow. His total destruction is sure, but he's not yet dead. It is important to be reminded that the conflict of the Christian life is a struggle with sin. Sin no longer has dominion over us if we are in Christ, but sin is still in us. Regeneration frees us from the bondage of original sin, but our corrupt nature is not totally destroyed. Paul speaks of the warfare that goes on between the flesh and the spirit. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 17, we read, "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." And after we become a new creation and we are aware of what we should do as new creation, what do we have to look forward to? The prophet Isaiah declares that salvation is found in God alone and that He will certainly judge sin, and he prophesies of the new heaven and new earth. I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered. This sinful, depraved world is not God's ultimate destiny for those who trust in Him. And we, like Paul, long for the time when God will bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Decay, destruction, death, and evil are all part of our lives on this earth. Even nature groans to be delivered from the curse, as we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 22. Yet Jesus' declaration, "Behold, I make all things new," gives us the hope that one day we will be free from the consequences and effects of sin, and we will live with Him in the new heaven and new earth. This truth makes us live with eager expectation, seeking to know him more and become more like him and to make him known. Our hopeful future is what changes how we live as we await Jesus making all things new. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The believer not only is well assured by faith that there's another and a happy life after this is ended, but he has good hope through grace of heaven as a dwelling place, a resting place. In our Father's house, there are many mansions, whose builder and maker is God. The happiness of the future state is what God has prepared for those who love him, and not like the earthly tabernacles. The physical body in which our souls now dwell will eventually decay away. This body of flesh is a heavy burden, but as believers, we groan being burdened with this body of sin and because of the many corruptions that remain within us. But death will remove the clothing of this flesh and all the comforts of life, as well as our troubles here below. But as believers, we shall be clothed with garments of praise and with robes of righteousness and glory. When God makes all things new, he makes us spiritually and morally new. He makes us new physically, and then he makes the whole creation new so that our environment fits our perfected spirits and bodies. So in conclusion, what does it mean for us? In this new year, let us be reminded that as Christians, we are a new creation. We should put off the old man and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Jesus declares that he makes all things new, and it gives us hope that one day we'll be free from the consequences and effects of sin, and we'll live with him in a new heaven and earth. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that as believers, we are told that we are a new creation. We pray, Lord, that you will grant us the grace and to live as a new creation, to live for you, to seek your glory, and to be able to look forward to what you have promised us in a new heaven and new earth. Be with us, even as we continue in this prayer meeting, Lord. All this I pray in Jesus' precious name.